Officials with Eielson and the Air Force will be available at the meeting at North Pole High School to explain the 2018 Air Installations Compatible Use Zones, or ACUS, study and to answer questions from members of the public.
It provides guidelines for development in the future with our neighbors.
Air Force ACUS Program Manager Fred Pearson says the new document updates previous ACUS studies conducted for Eielson before the Pentagon decided to station two squadrons of F-35s there. The new study is based on the different characteristics of the F-35s, which include a louder takeoff than the F-16s at Eielson under many conditions.
Very powerful engine. In many modes, it is louder than the F-16.
Eielson spokesman Lieutenant Kit Sanad Duanlamchan says noise apparently wasn't much of a problem last winter when the Air Force sent several F-35s here for testing.
Well, I do think it's important to note that we did have seven F-35s here doing cold weather testing and icy runway testing, for about 6 months from 2017 into 2018. And during that time, the base received zero noise complaints on the F-35.
Pearson says the new ACUS study will include analysis of where the noise is loudest around Eielson, including nearby areas under flight patterns that the base's pilots use. He says the study also will include recommendations on how local government officials could take that noise into consideration when planning development around the base.
We always examine our flight tracks, our procedures, and everything else to not only ensure that they are safe, but that they don't impact the mission and that we're not transferring noise from one community to another.
A recent study by the Fairbanks North Star Borough says ACUS studies also help protect military airfields from encroachment around the installation by development that's incompatible with the base's mission. They also include recommendations on land uses for areas that could be exposed to the risk of aircraft accidents. Pearson says so far that kind of development isn't a problem.
There's very little in the way of incompatible developments anywhere near the base.
He says the ACUS study is intended to help local leaders keep that concern in mind when considering zoning or other land use measures.
As the community develops, we want to work with them so that we can achieve compatible development, not only protect our mission, but the health, safety, and welfare of our neighbors.
Tonight's meeting at the high school runs from 4 to 7 p.m. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.